All right, so I'm going to go over a little bit from last night. So let's go over. I need a few lines from the Mishnah. You have 7 days and today's Daf Kaf, but I just want to go over what we need. Okay. So if you look at the Mishnah on Yud Chen Beis 18b, page 36 in the back of the Gemara's, in around 10 lines down, it says Beged Am Haaretz Midras Leprushim, means the garment of an Am Haaretz, the Am Haaretz were not so careful with Tumen Tara. So it means even if the Am Haaretz says my Beged is Tahor, I'm sure I watched it. Nevertheless, that Beged is considered Midras for Prushim. Prushim were the people who would eat their chulin in a state of Tahara. So it means they treated, Midras means it's an abatuma, that they would treat it as an abatuma. And he says, Big Day Prushim, the garments of the Prushim who are careful with the chulin, treated in a state of Tahara. So nevertheless, Midras la Oklei Truma. In other words, their garments would be considered Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras is, if the Zav has sat on it, the Nid has sat on it, they would consider the garments that way. Big Day Oklei Truma, the garments of the people who eat Truma, are Midras the Kodesh. In other words, for the people who are eating Kachim, they consider it to be Midras. Big Day Kodesh, the garments of the people who eat Kachim, who eat the Korbanot, and it could be a Kohen, it could be a non-Kohen, Midras L'Chatat. That would be considered Midras for the people handling the Mechatat. In other words, the water with the Par Aduma. Yosef Ben Yoezer, Yachasid Shebekuna. Yosef Ben Yoezer was among the pious, among the Kohenim. He says, Vaitamet Pachto, Midras L'Kodesh. And so he was busy eating Truma, and even though he was very pious, his Mitpachat, his napkin, was considered to be Midras for Oklei Kodesh, for the Kodesh. And it means you have to assume that people would sit on it, whatever the item was, they would sit on it. Yochanan ben Gugada, haya ochel al tarot kodesh. He would eat all his food al tarot kodesh. So he's eating chulin, but he would eat it with the standards of kachim, as if it's korbano, koyamah, by tamin pachto, midras lakatat. His mitpachat, his napkin, was considered midras to the people who would be handling the mechatat. Okay? All right, that's mentioned. Okay. Let's go to Yud Tet Amud Beis, 19b. Okay, there are two lines from the bottom on Yud Tet Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar of Mari, Shmamina, Hulin, Shanasu, Atarada Kodesh, Kodesh Damo. Rav Mari says we can deduce from the Mishnah that we just read that Hulin that were made Atarada Kodesh. In other words, a person signed up for the program. His program is he treats his Hulin like Kachim. And he does it because he wants his family, everyone to be habituated to handle kachim properly. Chulin shenasu atara kodesh kodesh damo, meaning that it's treated like kodesh in terms of tumen tara. So there's machloket in the Gemara where the chulin shenasu atara kodesh, it gets the status in terms of tumen tara like kachim. Okay? So he says from our Mishnah, we could see that that is the case. We could see from the Mishnah that that is the case. So how so? He says, Mimoy. So the Gemara says on the top line of Kafaman Aleph, Midlo Katani Bhumala. So the Makshin, Rav Mari assumes that the two choices are like this, that either Chulin Shanasu Atara Kodesh is treated like Kodesh, choice A, or it has its own special niche. Remember, we just read in the Gemara, in the Mishnah rather, we said, Big Day Am Aris, we midrash the Prushim. You know, and then Big Day Prushim Midras Oklei Truma, but we didn't have a notch where the Big Day Prushim are with the people with the Chulin Tara Kodesh or Midras Oklei Chulin Tara Kodesh. We didn't have a niche where people were eating Chulin Al Tara Kodesh that we didn't have in the Mishnah. So look at Rashi. Look at Hanibu Mala Lamar. People who eat the kulin, that it's always tahor, midras the okli kulin b'tarat kodesh. That we didn't have. So we assume that it falls into the notch with kodesh. So the Gemara says, and I'll pause another six lines, okay, on the top line. Vidilma, I look tani b'mayla. The reason it didn't, like a mayla is like a status in terms of stringency. It didn't teach it. Who says that Chulin Shnasu Atara Kodesh is either the two choices that Ramari thought? Maybe Chulin Shnasu Atara Kodesh is treated like Chulin, or maybe it's treated like Truma. So the fact that you didn't see a niche in the Mishnah doesn't mean that Kulin Tar Kodesh is Kodesh. He says, the Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Kulin Shnasru Atar Kodesh, Harein Kekulin. The Tanakhama holds, the Kulin Shnasru Atar Kodesh, Kulin, that you know, you're treating like Kachim, at the end of the day, in terms of Tum and Tara, it's treated like Kulin. Reblazer Ritzadok Omer Harein Ketruma. Reblazer Ritzadok says it's like Truma. So the fact that I don't have, that Braya falls by the wayside. So the Gemara says, Elami Seifa. So the Gemara says, we have a proof, though, from the Seifa of the Mishnah that that is true. So he says, we're going to try to prove that the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Chumash Nasru Atar Kodesh is Kekodesh Damu. Yossi ben Yoezer Yachasich Bekuna. We just read this a moment ago, so we're just repeating. Yossi ben Yoezer was among the pious among the Kohanim. By Tamid Pachto Midras the Kodesh. His napkin was considered too much Midras for the people who were eating Kachim. That's not the part you need. Yochanan ben Gudara, Ochel Tarot HaKodesh. This is the part we do need. He would eat Al Tarot HaKodesh. He would eat all his food as if it's Kachim, even though it's Chulin, the Kol Yamav. By Tamid Pachto, Midras L'Katat. And his Mitpachat was Midras for the people who were handling the Katat water. So L'Katat in the Kodesh flows. The implication that is, it's Midras for the Katat, but not for Kachim. So the Gemara says, Alamak Sabra Kulishnasu HaKodesh Kodesh Dam. So from here we see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Chulin Shnasu HaTzad HaKodesh is like a Kodesh. Okay, so let's just sort of summarize what we did. We'll take some questions and then we'll go on, okay? So the idea is some people eat their Chulin HaTzad HaKodesh. In other words, they eat their Chulin. In other words, this is like a permanent situation that they're accepting for their whole household, that they're eating their Chulin with the understanding as if it's kachim, because they want the family to be accustomed to handling kachim carefully. So the question is, what does that mean when I have chulin and not a shenasu with tara kodesh? I understand I'm treating like kachim, but at the end of the day, when it comes to tumen tara, what level does it have? Like, where have I put myself in? So according to one tana, it's just like kachim. So it could be the revi l'tuma and everything else. So Ravari wanted to say, we have a proof from our Mishnah that that's the way the Tana of our Mishnah holds. The Machloket, the Gemara Masechet Chulin. So he says, it sounds like the Tana of our Mishnah holds that way because he doesn't have a special notch for the Chulin Shnasu Atar HaKodesh. In other words, we'd expect like the big day, the people who eat their Chulin Batara, so that would be Midras, that would be considered Midras, the people who eat their Chulin Atar HaKodesh. We don't have that. So we assume that's the shifting over there. So the Gemara says, no, what type of proof is that? So we prove that there are Tanaim who hold that Chulin Shnasu Atar HaKodesh is Kechulin, and the Tana that holds Chulin Shnasu Atar HaKodesh is like Truma, and then there's another Tana that holds Chulin Shnasu Atar HaKodesh is Kechodesh. So you don't have any proof from there. So the Gemara says, you're right, from the beginning he doesn't have a proof, but he's got a proof from the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah says that Yochanan ben Gugada would eat Al Tara HaKodesh, and his garments would consider midras for the people who handle katat, who handle the water with the para, with the efer, the paraduma. So the implication is that his garments were good for the people who eat kachim. So that implication that is that the Tana holds that Chulin Shnasu Atar HaKodesh is Kekodesh Damu. Okay, who's had questions? That's the proof. Okay, and so any questions, comments, thoughts, anything? What's that? Right. No. So the guests can eat it, but they have to say, is everybody tahor? You know, what's your status? You know, I can't have any tumor come to it. You got to check out the situation. But that's the way we go. All right. Okay. So now we're going on to the new Gemara. This is Tumantara. So it's a little bit more complex than we've had before, but we'll make it through. Okay. So now we're around 10 lines down on Chaf Amaral, 28, we're around 10 lines down. So the Gemara says, now we have to be patient with this Gemara because we don't understand it right away. And then with time, hopefully we will get it straightened out, okay? So we're going to learn three halakhot that the Gemara has. Now these halakhot relate to the idea that when it comes to Truma and Kachim, it requires shmira. You have to guard the object and you can't have a pesek hadas from it. You can't let your mind wander from it. So I can't let's say not the case in the Gemara. Let's say I have truma in the house. I can't say, well, you know, I left on the kitchen table, people around. I don't really went in with it. In other words, I have to have, you know, like focus, shmira on it to make sure no tumah comes to it. So we're going to have three halachot that deal with this. Let's take a look. So Amar Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, Nafla ma'afar tohemenu. A person, Reuven Shoal fell from him. Amar lechaveiro, and he Reuven says to his friend Shimon, Tanali, give it, you know, give it, pick it up, give it back to me. Venat alo, and Shimon gives it back to him. Tameya. So that Shoal has to be assumed to be in a state of tumor. Now we don't understand this halacha yet, but Rashi helps us out a little bit. Let's look at the Rashi, the eighth narrow line in Rashi. Tameya. Vafilu zetahor, even if Shimon is tahor, so Reuven's tahor and Shimon is tahor, it's still tameya. L'kamafarish taima, chazaka in adam mishamir mashav yad chaveiro. The Gemara is going to explain there's a presumption that a person doesn't guard, you know, from tuma something which is in his friend's possession. He says l'fichach hulo shmarav yad chaveiro. So Reuven was not guarding the garment when it was in possession of Shimon. He says, "V'gam zeh shen netana lo or shenatna lo lo yachash l'shomra." And even Shimon, who gave it back to him, wasn't careful to guard the garment. The Meimar Amar, because Shimon says, "Kamen sha'amar le tenali." He says, "Give it back to me, Reuven." V'ueno yodeim tameani. He doesn't know if I'm tamei or tahor. Im tahor im tameani im tahor lo chash l'tarato. He's not concerned about tumen tara. V'yishkan hesek hadad. So in other words, if I'm in that category where I'm guarding my taharot, that everything should be on the up and up, so then I have to consider the garment as if it's tamen, because I had hesek hadas from it. Okay, that's one halacha. We'll do two more halachot, then we'll pause, and then we'll see the normal analog. Okay? Okay, now halacha number two. Amr Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram, Rabbi Yonatan Amram says, "Nechalku lo kelim shel Shabbat bekelim shel Kol." A person has a closet. In the closet, he's got weekly garments and Shabbos garments. The idea is, like, if a person has special garments he wears for Shabbos, then other garments he wears in the week. And the Shabbos garments are designated for Shabbos. So he meant to take out his weekday garments, and instead he took out his Shabbos garments. Ulevashav, he puts on the Shabbos garments. He thought it was weekday garments. Nitnu. Those garments are considered to be as if they're in a state of tumah. We think right now in the Hava Amina, well, let's take a look. I guess this is a little complicated, but let's look at the Rashi. He says, Nitmu, around 15 lines down the Rashi, in the narrow line, it's Nitmu, Kisaka Dayate Hashta. We think right now in the Hava Amina, Disfirle, Mishamar Dabar Bacheska Chu Dabar Zev, and Imsa Chu Dabar Kher, and Oshamor. We think that if a person guards an object thinking it's A, and then it turns out to be B, that doesn't count. For Shmira. It doesn't count for Shmira. Okay? That's the second halacha. No. It's weekday. He wants to put on weekday garments. He reaches in and he takes the Shabbos garments. He thinks the Shabbos garments are weekday garments. He puts the Shabbos garments on thinking they're weekday garments. And then so the halacha of the Rabbi Yonatan says that those garments are assumed to be Tameh. We think right now that the rationale is that if I think it's A and it's really B, that counts as a Hesek Hadas from the object. Okay, now the third halacha. Amr Blazar Bartzado, Ma'ase b'shtein Hashim Chavirot. He says there were two women who are Chavirot. So Chavirot are, we were the Prushim before, the people who eat their Pulun in a state of Tahara. So if you're the wife or the daughter of a parish, you're a Chavirot. Okay? So Ma'ase b'shtein Hashim Chavirot, Shin Chafula and Klein B'vid America. So the bathhouse, their garments got interchanged. Ubama Silfne Rabbi Kiva, the Inskin came before Rabbi Akiva. With Timan. Rabbi Akiva declared the garments to be Timeo. Okay, so we don't understand this halakha yet. We must be patient. But we think right now that the first halakha we think is because, again, everything is turning with Hesek Hadas here. That we do think is involved. So if I have Hesek Hadas, so it's headed downhill. It's Hesek Hadas, it's headed downhill in terms of Tumen Tara. So the first case, we think, Rashi helped us out, that if my friend takes over dominion and control of the garment, that's a hesek hadas on me. In other words, I'm not guarding the garment anymore because Shimon has it. And Shimon's not guarding it either because he thinks Reuven doesn't care about it. That's the first case. We'll see in the Gemara. In case two and three, case two is where he switched the weekday with the Shabbos garments. We think right now, the chisar and hesek hadas there, we think that if you had intention to guard object A and it turns out it was really object B, that counts as a lack of shimur, hesek hadas. And we think the same thing is true with the two women who interchange their clothes. That's what we think. Even though they're both chaverot, but they're thinking I'm guarding my clothes, but it's really Rachel and Leah. So Rachel thinks she's guarding Rachel's clothes, but it's really Leah's clothes, and Leah the same way. That's the way we think we're headed with this. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let me just take a one look at one thing here. One second. Say again. So, well, no, it's not a bad thing. It's like people were being, you know, very firm and doing these things. Nothing wrong with it. So again, like the Kufim were eating their kulin in state of tahara. Okay. So that's the way. Okay, let me go further the Gemara now. All right. So,
can you ask about this Shabbat and Bitlik?
Yeah. Well, wait till the Gemara finishes the sugi because you'll hear more about it. So like, let's hear more what the Gemara has to say. What's again? What? Yeah, so with the way we think right now, we'll see in the Gemara. The way we think right now, it doesn't make a difference. But we'll see in the Gemara, there will be a difference. Okay? So, Makif L'Reboshia. So, again, assuming we're focusing on the last two halachot, we think that if I think it's object A, but it's really object B, that counts as a Hesek Hadas and there's no Shemira. So, Makif L'Reboshia. So, Reboshia, Makif means ask a strong question, usually based on Svara. Elamiyata, Hoshit Yado Lasal, we told Padchitin. Let's say a person, he reaches into a basket with intent to take a loaf of wheat bread, but also be do patsorim, and then he has barley bread. Akanami, the nitmate, do you say that it's tame? In other words, until he clarifies that it's really barley bread, so do you say that he's got Hesei Chadash? Do you want a Gemara? That Torah said Gemara? Okay. Coming to Brantley, okay. You're ready to show you. Okay, so be haste here. Rib Shimon Moses?
Shimon Moses.
Okay. So we're on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, around 20 lines down, okay? Daf Chaf Amud Aleph in Chagiga, around 20 lines down. So it's in the middle of a difficult sugya with Tum and Tara. All right, So the Gemara thinks if he reaches in, we think right now that if you intend to guard object A and turns out to be object B, that counts as a Hesek Hadas, So the Gemara says, so as a corollary to that, if a person reaches in to take a loaf of wheat bread and think it's barley bread, so you're going to say that the barley bread is Tame now because he intended to do Shemira for the wheat bread and said he's got barley bread until he clarifies it's really wheat bread. So the Gemara says, V'chite mahachinami. And maybe you'll say, yeah, taka, that's the halakha. Now that's considered to be tame for people who are eating the chulin in a state of tahara. So the Gemara says, Bahatani, but we learn in the Braisa, Hamishamer Rechavi Becheskat Shalyayim. If a person is guarding a barrel, and the barrels of Bisman Chazal were klicheres, they were earthenware barrels. Like I always, like in my mind, I'd always imagine like a barrel like the Old West, like a wood barrel, but it's always klicheres in the Chazal. So Hamishamer Chavit Becheskat Shalyayin, if a person is guarding a Chavit with the assumption that contents are wine, the Nimsei Shel Shemen, and it turns out the contents are really oil, Tahora Milatame. So it's considered Tahor from transmitting Tuma. So that's good. That's a Kasha on what we just said. We thought that if I'm guarding object A, and I think it's object B, so now it's Tesei Chadas, and now I'm going downhill in terms of Tuma and Tara. But the Braisa says, I was guarding the Chavit, I thought it was wine. And then it turns out it was really oil there. It's Tahor Milatame. So the Gemara says, but according to that rationale, that it doesn't make a difference, Ema Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of that Braisa. The Asura Milatame. The Tana of the Braisa says, it's, in other words, it was oil. So it's oil there, so it's not going to transmit tuma, but I can't eat it because it sounds like it does have tuma in a certain sense. So am I? So in other words, why would it be? In other words, if it's true that it is good shmira, so why is it not allowed to eat it? So Amr B'Yirmiya, the Omer Shmartimi Devar HaMetama V'Lomi Devar HaPosla. So B'Yirmiya says the case in the Braisa is the person said I guarded the barrel. Now, there's a difference between mitama and postla. Mitama is I'm guarding it from things that would give it tuma, and it would in turn would be able to transmit tuma. Devar postla, it's pasul, but it's the end of the line. It's not going to be tamei anything else. It itself will become tamei, but it's not going to be tamei any other object. So the case in the Brice according to Rabbi Yirmiyah is the person said, I guarded the barrel from anything that would be metama, give me a level of tuma that it would transtuma to others, other things, but I didn't guard it from something that would passel it. So Mela, it is still, so the wine, the oil is indeed tame, so you can't eat it because it's tame, and he's eating all the spoon in a state of Tara. So again, let's keep up with the flow with this. So it gets confusing, but we had two halachot, but one about the guy, you know, exchanging his weekday garments for the Shabbos garments, and then the two women who exchanged clothes. So in both instances, the clothes were tame. We thought that the clothes were tame because if I have intent to guard object A, and it turns out I wasn't doing A, it was B, we thought that's a hesek hadas. So there's no shmira with it. That's what we thought. So then the Gemara plugged it up and said, is that really the case? And Gemara quotes a brisa that says a person was guarding a barrel. He thought it had wine in the barrel, and it turned out to be oil. So the Tana of the Brisa says, notwithstanding that, so the barrel is not going to transmit tumah to anything else. But the save of the Brisa says you shouldn't drink the oil. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, he's talking about a case where the person says, I know I guarded it from something that's metameh. I know I guarded it from something, a high level of tumah that would transmit to others, but I didn't guard it from something that would passel it. Now, so we have the question on the plate, but we have to clean up the Brisa. So umikin itchiru to lapalga, is there such a thing as shmira for halves? In other words, he said I guarded it from davar metama, but not from davar aposla. Is there such a concept in halacha that I'm guarding something from like that can't be metame, but not from say aposla? In the Gemara says absolutely there is such a concept. Bahatani, we learn the brisa. Again, what's your name again? Reb Shimon. Okay. Bahatanya Hoshit Yado Basal. He says if a person, he has a solid basket on his shoulder. The basket contains figs. He says, Hoshit Yado Basal, the person put his hand into the basket, Basal al Ktefo, and the sal is on his shoulder, Mahamagrefa Batoka Sal. There are figs in the basket, and there's also a magrefa, is like a type of shovel. Listen to what Rashi says on this. This is kind of struck me a little bit. If you look at the Rashi, it's around midway down the narrow columns. Umagrefa betofa, kli barzel hu shikorn vidal, shigor fimbo efer akira, you use it to clear out like the ash from the oven. Vigama bilin bo te'enim and wutba kal zubizu. You also divide up the figs. So it's thinking like, I hope it's not using it the same one that you use for the ashes for the figs. Anyway, but that's the idea. So he says, so back in the Gemara of the Brisa, vayab libo al asal, velo yab libo al magrefa. In other words, his intent is to guard the sal and the figs from tuma, but his intent was not to guard the magrefa from tuma, the shovel. Asal tahor, the sal and the figs are tahor, but magrefa tameya, and the magrefa is tameya. So there we see that a person's intent, he could have, like what we're going to see further. Now, hasal tahor, so the Gemara says, hasal tahor, titame magrei for the sal. Why doesn't the shovel mitame the sal? So he says, ain't kli mitame kli. One kli is not going to be mitame a kli. That's what's the table. Litame masha basal. Why can't, in other words, we said that his intent, he intended to guard the basket and the contents of the basket of figs, but not the shovel. So the shovel is tame and the basket's tahor. So the Gemara says, yeah, but won't the shovel now be metame the baskets? The Gemara says, one kli is not metame another kli. So now the Gemara says, but it should be metame the figs. Am Ravina, but omer shmarti medavar shemetamo, velo medavar haposlo. So Ravina says, the pshat in the Brisa is, the person said, I guarded it. I know I guarded it. What I meant is, I guarded it from something that's metamo. I know I guarded the shovel from anything that would be transmit tuma, but I didn't guard it from something that would passel it. What? Okay, and it's the same idea as before. It means that when he said he didn't guard the shovel, he meant he didn't guard the shovel from all tuma. He guarded it from any tuma that would cause the shovel to transmit tuma to something else, but he did not guard the tuma from something that would passel the shovel. The tuma would remain with the shovel. Well, what level it is, I'm not sure. But he says, and Rashi says here, right, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Haposla, see the Rashi, it's in a small dalet, and the basa should be a poslo. So he would be prohibited from healing taharot lechachila. In other words, it's davar poslo, so it can't transmit tuma. Nevertheless, Rashi says he couldn't use it to handle taharot lechachila. Inami nafkamina, or the other nafkamina, Rashi says, is laochel hadavukba to pasul ba'achila. Like food which is attached to the shovel, like the figs are sticky. So if the figs are sticking to the shovel, they get the same din as the shovel. So he says, so you see at the end of the day, there is an idea of guarding something from one level, but not from another level. So in that same way, we can explain, I think it means the brisa earlier. Okay, let's go back. It gets like we're in the woods, and it gets a little confusing in the woods. So let's just repeat again, okay, where we came. So we this section of the Gemara, we began with three halakos. Remember, we had three halakos. The first halakha was that a person, naflama farto, his shawl fell off him, Reuven's shawl fell off of him, Shimon picks it up, so the shawl is considered tame. This is for the prushim, the people who eat their kulin in a state of tahara. So it's considered, the shawl is considered to be tame. And we said it's tame because a person, chazak in a damashamir, there's presumption nobody keeps an eye on something which is in somebody else's possession. So Reuven's not keeping an eye on the shawl, and Shimon, the recipient, is not keeping an eye on it because he figures Reuven doesn't care about it. He says, give it back to me. He didn't ask me whether I was tahor or tame. He's not keeping an eye on it either. That's the first halakha. Okay. Then we had two more halakhot, and that was one, the halakha was the person thought, yeah, he's reaching into the closet. He thought he was taking out his weekday garments. He takes his Shabbos garments. So we said that it's tame. Then we had another halacha with the two women in the bathhouse who were both Kavi Road. You know, still with me. And they're both Kavi Road, and they interchange their clothes. So the clothes are tameo. So we thought for the second two halachot, we thought that the active principle is that if I think it's object A, but it's really object B, that constitutes a hesei hadas, and mela, then it's presumptively tame. So the Gemara has just proven that that's not the case. The fact that I don't realize that it was object A and then it's object B, that's a zero, because we had in the Bryce above, the person had a barrel, he thought it was filled with wine. The barrel was really filled with oil, so the oil is still in a state of tahara. But in that case, in the Bryce, the Bryce says he shouldn't consume the oil as food, because the Rabbi Yirmi explained that he was guarding it from one level of tumah, but not from another level of tumah. So we said, can you have shmira for different levels of tumah? So he said, absolutely. And we quoted from here with the figs that the person was guarding the magrefa from tumah that would, you know, mitama, like tumah mitama, like enough tumah that would transmit tumah, but not from postless. So he didn't guard it from the tumah of apostolate. So magrefa is a din of apostle. Okay. So that's where we're at right now. So right now, the question is still on the table for those last two halachos. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
I mean, if a person has one item and is playing with different item, but at the end of the day, this is the item.
But that's what we just discussed. So the Gemara just said that doesn't make a difference. If I know I'm guarding it, even though I thought it was A and B, that doesn't make a difference. I'm still guarding. Okay, who's there? Any other questions? It means like this, this is din in general, like by truma, kachim. Let's say I have truma. I have to have shmira with it. In other words, I leave it in the kitchen. I have to lock the kitchen. I got to secure it. I can't have it. Well, I assume nobody came in here. That's the way it works with truma and kachim. Okay. You know, remind me afterwards at the time. I'll glean it. I'll say over base a lady about that. Okay. So let's see further tomorrow. Now, okay, so now the Gemara says, 1 second. Mikoma kom kasha. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, I have a question on the table. The question on the table is, how do we explain those halakhot, the last two halakhot, with the Shabbos clothes, the weekday clothes, and the two women? Because our working svara that if I guard it for A and it turns out to be B, that fell by the wayside. In addition, Rabba Bar Avuha asked a kasha from a brisa. So this brisa is going to take around 15 lines, but as a result of the brisa, we'll have a question even against the first case that we mentioned. The first case we had was where the person's maporet, his shawl fell off of him and Shimon picked it up. We'll have a question against that halach as well. He says, so this is the brisa. So Moti Rabba Bar Avuha, Moti Rabba Bar Avuha, Ma said the Yishafat, there was an incident with one woman, Shabbat with the name Rabbi Shmuel. She comes before Rabbi Shmuel, but Amarlo, and says to him, Rabbi, Begitza Arakti Batahara. I wove it in a state of Tahara. Now, it doesn't mean that she was guarding it or anything like that. It's just, but now that she thinks it over later on, she didn't remember anything Tuma that came to it. He says, Velo Ayabli B, the Shomro Batahara. At the time, my intention wasn't to guard it in a state of Tahara. But, you know, I worked on it. But now that I think it over, I don't think any tumah came to it, so I think it's good. When we talk with Diko, Shei Rabbi Shmuel Bodka, so Rabbi Shmuel was interrogating her, and he was asking her questions. And if you look at Rashi, we talk with Diko Kulei, maybe this happened, maybe that happened, maybe the other happened. Amra lo, then she said to him, Taka, you jogged my memory. Rabbi, Nidama Shchaini Bechevel. I just remembered there was another woman who was Anita, and she helped me tighten the rope on the loom where I was weaving this garment. And Anita is an avatuma. And so now, tumen hesed is when you move the object. So the object, once it's three etzbot by three etzbot, it's makabel tuma. So she's tugging on the rope on the loom. And so now, I realize that the object's tame now. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kama gedolim devrei chachamim, how great are the words of the chachamim? Shu omrim believe the shomro tahor. That if it's believe the shomro, it's tahor. Ain believe the shomro tamei. It's ain believe the shomro, it's tamei. In other words, you see that there is a big difference. You know, here she thought, yeah, you know, it's tahor, but then on their questioning, she realized." She never had intention to guard it for Tumen Tahara. And then under cross-examination, she realized she's got a problem. Okay. And, you know, it's interesting because does this remind you of any other Gemara we've had in Daf Yomi about Rabbi Shmuel? Remember? In Masechet Shabbat, remember this Gemara? Remember it says, remember with, like, Lo Yikral Or and Air? Remember the Mishnah says on Friday night? Right. A person shouldn't read by the light of the candle because he might cause to lean it over. And the Gemara has two lishonos in the Masechet Shabbat. According to one, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ani yikrav lo ateh. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm going to read and I'm not going to lean it over. In other words, the whole reason chasam not to do it is my lean it over. But I know that and I'm going to be careful and not do it. And then, there's two versions in the Gemara. One is that he nearly tipped it over. And the other version is he actually tipped it over. And he said, the Sheikh Benebi to Mikdash, he's going to bring a Katach Meter. He was living after the Korah by it, but he wrote in his Pinkas that when the base of is rebuilt, he's going to bring a Katach Meter, a fat Katat. So, but over there also, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kam Gedolim Devrei Chachamenu. How great are the words of Chachamim, Sha'amru Lo Yikral Or and Air. They said, don't read the Or and Air. So there's a gra on that. He says, what does he mean? What was he saying? Kam Gedolim Devrei Chachamenu. So the gra says that in the Mishnah, it just says Lo Yikral Or Ne'er. In the Braisa, it says Lo Yikral Or Ne'er Shema Yateh. That you might come to lean it over. It was how great are the words of the Chachamim in the Mishnah said just Lo Yikral Or Ne'er. Don't so read Or Ne'er. Not give a reason for it. Because when you give a reason, then I'll think this, that, the other thing, and then you try to do it. You know, there's a story I read about the Chafetz Chaim that, he held that there's a question like a certain type of lamp. When you could read from it on a Friday night, like similar to this. And so somebody once found the Chafetz Chaim reading by that lamp, but his hands were like wrapped in a garment, you know, as a reminder that he shouldn't come to Tiffet. It was questionable like what the din is with that lamp, but he had his hands wrapped up. Okay, now let's read the next case in the Braisa, and then we'll be ready. So now, 10 lines on the bottom.
So then it's fair to say this has nothing to do with her being a woman.
No, it has nothing to do with her being a woman. It's just
subject to human frailties in general.
It's a general din by anybody that a person has to have, you know, das, you know, kind of hesek das for shmirah for tarot. So now, there was another incident with another woman who came before Rabbi Shmuel. Amralo, she said to him, Rabbi, mapa zuarati abatara. I wove this mapa, I don't know, like the fabric, whatever, and I said tara. Velo ya blibi l'shomra, and here the Bach has blibi l'shomra batara. I didn't have, in other words, I wove it. I don't think anything touched it, a different woman, but I didn't have intent to guard it batara. Then, as a result of Rabbi Shmuel's interrogations of her, Amralo Rabbi, and she said, "Ah, I remember. Nima nifsakali. When I was weaving it, there was a thread that broke. And I tied it up, and I put I don't know one end of the string in my mouth or whatever." So the question is, what the tuma here? So the way Rashi takes it, that she was a nida. She was a nida, and so she got some of her saliva on the thread. Now, the garment is not makabel tuma, so it's 3 etzbot by 3 etzbot. So when this occurred, it was less than 3 etzbot by 3 etzbot. Then presumably, she went to the mikveh afterwards and then continued weaving it. But now the question is, maybe when it was 3 etzbot by 3 etzbot, the saliva was still on the strings. And then the saliva, the rope of Anita, has a distance from the Nida, that's an avatuma. So she says, so we're in trouble. So it was Nima Nifsali Chakivapa. So Am Rabbi Shmuel, Tamak Dolan Debrecha Chamim, she only believe all the Shomo Tahor, they believe all the Shomo Tame, they believe the Shomo Tame. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, Bishlamu Rablazar Bart Sado. So the idea is, though, that if a person has intent to guard something, the shmira should be good. So we don't even understand the first case why the we had a clue in from Rashi why it would be coming in the first case, and certainly we don't know with the Shabbos clothes and the weekday clothes why that's tame, and we don't know with the two women who exchange clothes why that's also tame. So the Gemara says Kishlein Lo Rablaz Abartzado. So that's the two women who exchange clothes. In other words, I have Rachel and Leah go to the bathhouse. Rachel's clothes end up on Leah, Leah's clothes end up on Rachel. So Rachel thinks, Chabayrati Eish Nama Aret. He thinks the other woman is the Nama Aret, so to speak. Umaschad Dai Tamina. And she has Hesei Chadaz from him. So it's Nama Aret, it's like for Falun. It's like it's history with this. So she has Hesei Chadaz from guarding the garment, even though it turns out the other woman was really in a chavera, but she's not guarding the garments either, because when she realized now it's not her garment. He says, Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram Nami, Rabbi Yonatan Amram is the Shabbat clothes and the weekday clothes. Came into Kalim the Shabbat Abibu Shimur today. So he holds that for the Shabbat clothes, I really super duper want to wash my Shabbat clothes. In other words, I'm careful with tumah all the time, but on Shabbat in particular, I want to be very careful. You know, I don't want any tumah to have anything on Shabbos. So I dot all the I's and cross all the T's. So masach dai teminayu. So that diminution in guarding, in other words, I thought the Shabbos clothes were weekday clothes. So that diminution in guarding counts the hesek hadas. One level down, but that's enough of the hesek hadas to say that it's coming. El Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, but Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, that's the first case we had, with the Reuven who dropped his shawl, his ma'aporet, and she was picked up by Shimon, Navi Luhu Shimur, Yare Dechavre. Why can't he do Shimur? In other words, he's present when everything happens. In other words, Reuven drops his shawl. I'm right in the same room. I drop my garment, and I see Yosef pick it up. So why can't I say, I'm guardian, Yosef's guest? Yeah. So I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chazaka, there's a presumption, in Adam Shamer, Mab Shabiyat Kavero. The person doesn't guard that which somebody else possesses. So I drop my guard from it. So my dropping the guard from it is a hesek hadas. And even though it turns out that in my case, Yosef or Shimon is also, you know, a from person, he's also maybe eating chulin b'tahara, but he holds that since I just said, give it back to me, I didn't ask him you know, are you in a state of Tara? What are you? What, how are you doing? You know, I didn't know who you are. So Mela, so Shimon thinks he doesn't care about it. So everybody's basically the house of it. Okay, so let's summarize what we did here for a second. So we had three halachot, and they're all turning on Hesei Chadas. That's the basic idea we learned. We had three halachot, they're all turning Hesei Chadas. So the first halacha was, Reuven drops a garment, and Shimon picks it up, and Reuven says, give it back to me. So Reuven's not guarding the garment, because it's Yad Chavero, and Shimon, the recipient, is not guarding it either, because he thinks that the other guy doesn't care about Tumen Tara. Then we have the weekday clothes and the Shabbos clothes. So I thought for a moment that the Shabbos clothes were the weekday clothes. That's a dropping, a diminution in my level of Shemira, because my Shabbos clothes, I have extra Shemira for. Now I don't have that Shemira, because I think it's a weekday clothes. So that dropping of level of Shemira counts as a Hesei Chadas, even though I'm guarding both normally. And then the third case is with the women who swap clothes in the bathhouse. So there's no shmira in there either, because each one is meisich das. In other words, she figures that my chavera is an ama aretz, so it's history. Like those clothes are history. I'm not guarding it, and the other woman isn't guarding it either. Okay, that's where we're holding with this. Okay.
I have a question.
Oh. Okay, wait. Michael's got a question. We'll come to you. We'll go ahead. Yeah. So the only thing I would say is on Shabbos, you know, a person in particular wants to do things with greater chumras on Shabbos. We have a lot of dina we do with greater chumra on Shabbos, right? Like we have things we're machmir on Shabbos that we normally do. Like, for example, the people are machmir on Shabbos not to have parakum, in other words, pat palter. You have like bread that's cooked in a bakery, but on Shabbos, the machmir to eat only pat Yisrael. And then there are other chumras also on Shabbos. So for Shabbos, he was more machmir, you know, even more stringent with it. Okay, well, Level up would be good. Okay, Fern was quickly, and then we got to run.
Michael's question exactly, so I'm done.
Okay, we're good. Now I have to hold up the questions. I took a lot of time explaining this Gemara, but I have to go on because I want to finish the daf today. If we don't finish the daf today, we have a short Amud Beis, then we'll continue on tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a short daf, so we'll make it through that way. Okay? So the Gemara says that the idea, the line that I would underline in this Gemara, if I had a liner to do it, there's a presumption I don't watch, which is in the possession of somebody else. So the Gemara says below, is that true that I don't guard something that's somebody else's possession? Turn the daf Amud Beis, Batani. We learn the Brisa, Daniel is still with me. Batania. Haresha yu chamarabu polav to unim taharo. His donkey, the people who lead his donkeys and his workers were to unim taharo. They were loaded up with taharo. In other words, food that's being guarded in a state of tahara, maybe like wine and things like that in barrels. Even though he, the owner of the wine, is more than a mil away. In other words, they're going ahead of him. He's following a mil behind them. We think the pshat right now in the Brisa is that I'm concerned that the workers, in other words, and it's a kli charis, so it's okay. I'm afraid the worker is going to open the kli charis and be mitami the wine. But the workers don't know any moment I could show up. So they're afraid of what I might do. So Mela, they are afraid of me. So that's going to be the kasha. Because we said, there's a presumption I can't guard something or I don't guard something which is in possession of somebody else. But here, we're saying that the owner is in effect like guarding the fact that they're afraid at any moment he's going to show up. That's guarding the wine that's in the possession of his workers, even though he's more than a mil away. He says, the Imam Arlahim, the Brisa continues, if he says to the workers, Lahu, you go like gigs and tehid, Bani Avoach Rechem, I'll follow after you. Haven Shintamu Enav Mehen, once he's out of sight of them, Tarotav Tmeo, then the Tarot are considered to be Tmeo. So the Gemara says, why in this Reisha case are the Taro considered to be Tahor? He's following at a distance of over a mil. And in the second case, they're Tame. So Am Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, Reisha, the Metahir Chamaravu Po'olav Lakach. In the Reisha case, he, the employer, made sure that all of his workers were Metahir themselves. And they all went to the mikvah, they did whatever they needed to do. So he was sure, and so I'm not afraid that they're going to be, not the way I said initially, I'm not afraid that they're going to open it and touch it. That's not my concern. The only concern is somebody else may come and do it. So that, the Gemara says, for that it's enough that they're concerned that at any moment he may show up. That is good. He says, Yihafi Seifanami, in the Seifa case as well, so why is it that it's considered to be Tamei? So the Gemara says, Ein Am Aretz Makid Al Magna Taberot. In Am Aretz, in other words, if the person is the Am Aretz, he's working for the employer. He thinks, my employer is excessively from. He's got all these things, they will make for this, that, the other. That's his, like, Mishpigas, Lakas V'Shalom. So I go along with it because that's the job. But if another Am Aretz shows up, I'll say, yeah, fine, I don't care if he touches it. So he says, Ein Am Aretz Makid Al Magna Taberot. So since he's not concerned, Amaga Chaveiro, the Amor isn't concerned about it. So in the second case, everything is Tame. Ihachi Reishanami. So the Reisha case also should be Tame, because maybe then they'll let another Amor approach it. The Balahem Derech HaKalaton. The Gemara says the case is he's following behind by a mill, but he could take a circuitous route and like surprise them. So at any moment, they don't know the boss is going to show up. So they're afraid to like let down their guard. Yihachi Seifanami. So in the Seifa also, why are they not concerned for that? So the Gemara says, came into Amar Lahu, because once he says to them, Lahu, Bani Abo Achrechem, you go and I'll follow you. Mismach Samcha Daitai. They'd say, the boss, he's not showing up. He says, and we're on our own. That's the case here. So the bottom line is, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll do a few lines, or maybe as much as we can in the next Mishnah. So we have the presumption, Daniel, stay with me. Presumption, Chazaka in Adam Shamir, Man should be a Chavero. There's a presumption a person doesn't guard that which is in possession of his Chaver. So then the Gemara said, but the Chamarim, we saw that a person was guarding that which was Biat Chavero. In other words, they're working for him, and the idea is they're afraid that he may show up at any time. That's guarding it. So the Gemara says, no, the emes is he's not afraid of anything that they might do, and it was vis-a-vis the wine themselves, because he made sure that they all went to the mikvah, they're all Tohorim. It's like COVID, everybody's vaccinated, I have no problems with it whatsoever. But the only concern is somebody else might show up. So for that, that's not considered mashabiyat chavero. For that, in some way, they're considered to be like, he's going to show up and they're afraid to mess around with it. And so that the Shmira is good for. But in the last case, it's like, you go do it. And so they're not concerned about anything. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Right. That's the fly in the ointment. So it says here in the R school, they quoted this at footnote 7. He says, the barrels do not need to be guarded from the workers. Even the workers can touch them, the wine among the tahor. The only guard necessary is from other sources of contamination, and this the workers themselves do. As such, this is not a case of someone guarding something which is in the hand of another, but rather a case of someone guarding something which is in his own hand. In other words, like in this case, you're right, he's coming up to surprise them, but it's like considered like the here the workers are considered an extension of him. That's the Lakor that we're saying. In Akinami, they need his prompting because he may show up at any time, but that's like they're like his yad. All right. What's up? Well, actually, it's interesting you said that because this has, in Kashrut, we have a lot of this, like with Yotzei V'Nechas and things like that, and if the person's concerned that you may show up. There's a lot of areas in Halakha like that. This Halakha doesn't seem to be more strict. This seems to be like the same with Kashrut. In other words, if the person's concerned that you may show up any time, that counts as a type of Shmira. It also comes up with Yichud, like the person's... You're right. In other words, like the woman's in the house and if she's afraid at any moment the husband may show up, that's different than if she knows the husband's away on a trip and not showing up the whole day. Okay. Adrolaching Dorshin. Okay. Let's begin the next Mishnah. We'll say again what? Repeat. All right. Okay. That's what I was saying. Okay. Patrulaking Dorshna. Okay, now let's do the next Mishnah. We'll get as far as we can, and then we'll see where we go. Now, this is really a continuation of what we had before. Chomer b'kodesh b'truma is more stringency with kachim than with truma. It was like truma can be a shlishi of the truma, and kachim can be a revi of the truma. You see kachim more chamor. But here, the Mishnah gives 11 stringencies of Kodesh over Truma. Shemabilim Kelim to Kelim the Truma. And we'll have to clarify and elaborate on each case in the Gemara. According to the Mishnah, I could Tavol Kelim, even though one Keli is another Keli, for Truma. In other words, if I'm Tobla for Truma, I can even have one Keli in another Keli, about Lola Kodesh, but not for Kachet. That's case one. Case two. Akhurayim betoch ubeit hatzvita betruma. So it means we're talking about a tumah drabanan. If I have a keli, so the outside of the keli, the inside of the keli, and beit hatzvita, we don't know what it means, but it's going to mean like the handle of the keli, are each considered different segments of the keli that don't tell me the other segments of the keli. So again, we're talking about tumah drabanan level. Tumah drabanan would be, let's say I have mashkim that are a sheni the tuma, so they only give tuma to the keli on a drabanan level. Or let's say you have a person who's an onain and was not mitami lemate, and now he passes the period of aninus, he requires tzavila in a mikvah, but only on a drabanan level. Let's say he touches the keli. So each one of those elements is considered a separate entity for truma of a lobet kodesh. For kodesh, is touch one part, the whole thing is tami. Hanosei in a midras, nosei ha truma. This is a different halacha. If a person is carrying midras, he's carrying something that the nida or the zav sat on. Rashi's example is like shoes, like he stands on. He says, hanosei in a midras, nosei ha truma. A person who's transporting midras can also transport truma. If the truma is in a keli, then in other words, he, the one who's carrying it, is going to become tame, but he can transport truma. Avalowed a Kodesh, but he can't transport Kodesh. So the Gemara will discuss that case. The Gemara is going to say there's a concern that he'll introduce the item in the Keli, but we'll see. Big day Ochle Truma, Midras the Kodesh. Then this we had before as well. Big day Ochle Truma, the garments of the people who eat Truma, which would obviously be Kohanim, but they're guarding their state of Tahara. That's considered Midras the Kodesh. That's considered Midras. Their garments are Midras for the people who are eating Kachin. Lo kemida kodesh midat hatruma. He says now kodesh is different than truma in another din in terms of tefillin and mikvah. Shiva kodesh matir gave him matbil. But kodesh, if I want to tabble a garment, I have to untie the garment, then make sure the garment is dry, and then be tova the garment. Bakrakat kosher, and then when I take it out, I'll tie it up again. It means I'm concerned that the knot would be a chatzitza. So I have to untie everything. And I have to be menageh, it's my cloak, and why I have to be menageh. But one simple shot is, you could say that the garment clumps together when it's wet. Uva truma, but if I'm only immersing the garment in the mikvah for the sake of truma, kosher b'charkach matbil, I could tie it and then be togel it. It means tie it loosely in a way that the water will go everywhere. But with truma, I could tumble a garment, even though it's loosely tied. Not. Okay, we'll discuss more. Each one we'll discuss in the Gemara, but not tonight. What's it again? What? What is that a question or a statement? Tashoel. So I know. In Achinami, there's a din of chatzitza for truma, there's a din of chatzitza for kachin. The Gemara is saying that the dinim for chatzitza are more lenient for truma. In other words, he's tying it. You have to come back later. It's going to be the whole week. Okay. Well, you can listen online because I record them. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain that the garment is tied loosely. So the water is going to go everywhere. So I'm not afraid for chatzitza. But for kachim, even though it's loosely, I'm going to be more machmir and no tie. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now, he says, we're going to end it up in a minute. Now, a keli can only be mekabel tuma once the keli is finished. In other words, if I'm building, making a keli, it can't be mekabel tuma until a keli is finished. So, in other words, the keli was nigmar, and I guarded it that it should be tahor, but notwithstanding that, it requires tevila before I use it for kodesh. It's a chumrah. He says, aval lo l'truma. But truma, it doesn't require tevila mikvah. Hakli mitzarech ma'ashe betocho l'kodesh. the kalim, in other words, let's say I have different pieces of meat in the keli. So for Kodesh, once I touch one piece of meat, is we regard it as if I touched all the pieces of meat in the keli. I have a pot, and I have 10 pieces of meat in there. I touch one piece of meat, I'm tameh. So for Kodesh, I regard them all pieces of meat as tameh. So the meat, even if it's not touching, it sounds like it would be tameh. He says, avalo the truma. But truma, let's take it back. One second. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry if they're touching, right? If they are touching, yeah. So they're touching. So for Kodesh, we consider them all one, but not for Truma. Below the Truma. You know, this reminded me of Halakha by Shalach Manos. You know, there's a whole, I don't know if I'm going to end it right now. There's a whole Chakira that the Ben Ish Chai has. Let's say I have food and I put it all, let's say, in a pail. And I put all the food in the pail. So the Ben Ish Chai, do you remember this, Michael? We had this in Masechet Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai has a chakira that the pail is mitzarech, all the food is one. So even though I have several foods I'm giving my food several foods, it's like giving one mana. Okay, I got to break it off. Okay, Belina will pick up here tomorrow, okay? Okay, one second. Okay, let me end the recording. All right.